Mesechtas Bar Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah that we saw on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and the Mishnah taught us that a person that finds an Aveda can be compensated for his time, and the Mishnah told us that a Shem Aveda will not be reimbursed based on the actual money that he earns currently, as that could be a lot of money, and he's not actually working as hard, and certainly it's not a major skill to pick up an Aveda. Therefore, as we explained yesterday, that Abaye explained that you will be reimbursed based on the amount of work that you have to do in order to pick up an Aveda and not based on your standard work. However, the Mishnah continued, and Rashi and the Mishnah explained, if the person wants to work harder and wants to use his skill in order to create more value and to get paid more, and he doesn't want to take a break from his malacha and he wants to make it full seller, so what should he do? And the Mishnah teaches us in Yesham Shleish Bnei Adam, if prior to picking up the Aveda, there are 3 people there, Yastim Befeim, then he should make a tie in front of them, and he should tell them, Ru'ush, Ani Mistaka Kach V'Kach, that you should know that this is the amount of money that I make per hour, V'Efshli Batal Lito Schamuret, and it's impossible for me to be Mevatal myself in order to take less money, Ani Ashiv Im Taimush Eto Scham Mishalim, and therefore I will only return this Aveda if you will tell me that I'll be able to take my full wages and get paid a full seller. And the Mishnah ended off, Im Ensham Bezim Befeim Miyasna, if there is no bezin that he could go and make this try with, then shaloi koidim, then a person has the choice and he doesn't have to pick up the aveda. And this is similar to the din that we saw from Yehudam Rav on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph and the top of Lamed Aleph Beis, that the pasuk states lo yiyah b'cha evin and shalcha koidim shalcha adam. And our Gemara begins with the story Isa Rav Safra of an iska b'hadi adadi. Isa and Rav Safra went into a partnership together. Ozer Rav Safra polglo b'loy daite the Isa ba'api beitrei. And once the term of the partnership was over, so Isa was not around, and Rav Safra wanted to get his money from this partnership, and Rav Papa split up all the merchandise that was left, and he did it without the das of Isa, but he did so in front of 2 people. And this way, Rav Safra was able to show these 2 people that he was splitting up fairly, and he made a proper appraisal. Rashi points out that certainly if there was only money here, then certainly Rav Safra would have a right to take the money that belonged to him and leave the rest for Isa. But over here, Rashi says, Palag b'schira v'loy havi mois el dava tzarech shuma, and these items that Rav Safra was splitting up was something that needed an appraisal. And the Gemara continues, also kamed Rabba Avuna, so Rav Safra came in front of Rabba Avuna to ask him if he did this properly, and Amalei and Rabba Avuna responded to Rav Safra that he didn't do properly for 3 reasons, as zil icy plus of the palings kamayu. First of all, the only way that I would allow you to do this is if you did this in front of 3 people. Continue on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, inami or trei migoy plusa, bring 2 out of the 3 people that you had that was a bezdin, and they will actually testify that there were 3 dayanim, and therefore you did it properly, inami or trei Sadi to Pagas Babi Betlasa, bring 2 edim that you split up the merchandise in front of 3 people and you had a bezdin. And Lemaisa, since you didn't do so and you only did it in front of 2 edim, therefore your chalukah wasn't a proper chalukah. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Safra said to Rav Bar Puna, Minolachaha, how do you know it is the din? Amalei and Rav Bar Puna responded to Rav Safra, the tan that he based it on our Mishnah, as a Mishnah stated, Miesham Bezdin Masam Feim, Ainsham Bezdin Befrey Miyasna and Shaloi Koidim. Rashi says, Alma in Koich Lahafkin Mom. So we see that you can't go and take money from your friend unless you had 3 people there and they were the ones who agreed that you could do so. But just by having 2 witnesses, that is not enough. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, Rav Safra responded back to Rabbi Avuna that I don't feel that you have a correct raya from our Mishnah. As me dummy, how can you bring a raya from our Mishnah? As Hasan the Mapik Mina Mahai, Moisel Hai, being a Bezin. As in the case of our Mishnah, where Reuben wants to go and pick up the Aveda of Shimon and he wants to make sure that he gets paid a proper wage, over there it makes sense they have to be in front of 3 and it has to be a bezin, because Lemaisa, Shimon doesn't owe any money to Reuven, and this money really doesn't legitimately belong to Reuven, so therefore you have to go in front of bezin. The bezin can be mighty from Shimon and give money to Reuven. However, Rav Safra states, Aval hacha didi shakli gilum milsa ba'amuhu and betray sagile, in our case, really this money belongs to me, and there's just a question how much belongs to me and how much belongs to Isser. Therefore, since I'm not trying to take money from Isser, and I'm just trying to figure out the proper way to split up our partnership, therefore there is no problem for me to go and make an appraisal and do this in front of 2 edim, and there's no requirement to have a full-fledged bezdin. And if Safra continues, Teidan, I'll bring you a raya that is correct, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Ksubas, Benegei and Almona, that is going to collect the mezonos that a husband promised for her, and the Mishnah states, Almona Meicheres Shloi B'fnei Bezdin, that Almona could sell assets of the Yisayimim even without being in front of bezdin. And therefore we see that in the case where someone has a right to a specific specific amount of money, and there's only a question as to the actual appraisal and to the value of that item, that there's no requirement to be in front of Beis Din. And therefore, in my case as well, there's no requirement I had to go and do an appraisal in front of Beis Din, and I didn't need permission of Beis Din. And I in Rashi did Masal Shaloy Beis Din, Uvat Shiyur Shtayim Shaloy Timka Bezoil. Certainly, according to that Mishnah, you would still have to go and sell it in front of two Edim in order that they could testify that you didn't sell it for a cheaper price than was necessary. Therefore, L'chayra, it seems to be the exact scenario as Reb Safra, and it seems from this Mishnah that you don't have to go in front of a Beis Din of three, and instead you could go in front of two Edim, and this is exactly as Reb Safra did. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, Abaya responded to Reb Safra that you're incorrect as to Uriah for the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis, as V'la B'yit Ma'alah, the L'maisa we learned regarding that Mishnah Maseches Ksubis, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Menuhmi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amona Einet Tzricha Beis Din Shel Mumchen, although the Mishnah stated, Amona Mecher Shelo B'fnei Beis Din, that just meant that Amona doesn't need to go in front of a Beis Din of Mumchen, Amar Tzricha Beis Din Shel Hadeites, certainly Amona has to go in front of three people, even though they're Hadeites, and therefore actually from this Braisa, it will be a riot against your Shita, and it will be a riot to Rabbi Bar Huna, that in a case where you're going and you're making a Chalukah with a Shutif, that even though it's only a Gilu Milz Ba'alma, but you still have to go in front of a Beis Din Shel Hadeites, and you have to do this Chalukah in front of three people, and it does not suffice that you did this in front of two Edim. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Matzah Berefes Ein Chayiba. If you found an animal in a barn, then you're not chayiv to return it, and L'chayr, this seems to be Pashut, as if you find an animal in a barn, that seems to be the proper place for this animal, and therefore certainly the owner left it there, and why would you think that it's an Aveda? And the Mishnah continued, B'Rishus Rabim, however, if you found an animal in Rishus Rabim Chayiba, then you are responsible to return the animal. And the Mishnah continues with a new din, Vim Hoysev Beis HaKfaris Lo Yitamala, that if there's a Koyin and he sees an Aveda that's in the Beis HaKfaris, then the Koyin should not go into the Beis HaKfaris in order to retrieve this Aveda. And we saw a Braisa on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Braisa stated that since the Pasuk says Bisalamta, so we learn now, Pam Sha'atim Salim and Pam Shi'atim Salim, and one of those cases was where it was a Koyin Vahibu Beis HaKfaris, and the Gemara explained that really for this Halacha, we don't have to learn that out of the Pasuk of Bisalamta, as the Chiv HaShava is based on a say of Hashif Teshivim, and the Issa for a Koyin to go into a Beis HaKfaris is an Asay and a Leis Asay, as the Pasuk states, L'nefesh Lo Yitami, which is a Lav, and the Pasuk says, K'doy Shiviyu, which is Asay, and we know there's a Klal, that Lo Yasi Asay, V'dachi Yas Leis Asay V'Asay. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Im Amalei Aviv Hitame, if the father of the Koyin says to him, I want you to go into Beis HaKfaris and retrieve the Saveda and become Tame, and therefore be Oiva on the Sissa, Oisha Amalei Al Tachzer, or if a regular person's father tells him that I want you to serve me and I don't want you to go and return the Aveda, then Lo Yisham Aloi, he should not listen to his father. And the first case, certainly he should not become Tame since he's a Kayin. And the second case, he still has a Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda, and he would have to return the item. And although we explain in this case, Benegay, a regular person that's not a Kayin, however, Rashi says, Oisha Amalei Al Tachzer, Vuhi B'makim Shehumut Leilach Sham, and the Aveda is in a place where the Kayin is able to walk and able to go. And therefore, Rashi is explaining that this case is also talking about a Kayin. Rashi seems to just want to make sure that the Mishnah is symmetrical. In both cases, we're talking about the same father that is directing his son, who is a Kayin. Our Mishnah now continues and starts discussing the mitzvah of Prika and Teina. And we know that if someone sees a behemoth of their friend that is burdened by a load and it fell down, then you have to go and help your friend to lift up the animal and to take off the packages, and that's called Prika. And there's also a mitzvah that if you see your friend that's trying to load up his animal, then you have to help him, and that's the mitzvah of Teina. And the Mishnah teaches us, Parak V'Tayin, someone sees his friend and he does Prika and Teina, and then he sees his friend once again and he has to do Prika and Teina once again, Afil Abav V'Chamisha Pam, even if this occurs four or five times in a row, Chayiv is still going to be Chayiv, Shenema Ozev Tazev, and as we previously explained on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, that from the word Ozev by itself, we already know that it means even 100 times, and the reason why the Torah adds in the extra word Tazev is to teach us the din of Ein Baal of Imoy, as we learned on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. And the Mishnah continues, Halach V'Yashav Loi V'Omar, that if the owner of the animal went and he sat down and he says to the person that's helping him to take off the packages, Hayav Olecha Mitzvah, that since you have a mitzvah to do Prika, in Mitzvaycha Lifreik Purek, if you want to go and do Prika, then you should do it by yourself and I don't have to help you, Pata, you're going to be Pata, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Ozev Tazev Imoy, and therefore it has to be together with the Bailim, as long as they're capable. However, as we learned previously, if the Bailim are not capable, for example, that they're sick or they're zucking, then certainly there's still a Chiyav of Prika, as the Pasuk states, Ozev Tazev, and we learn from the extra word Tazev, Mikol Makayim, and as the Mishnah continues, Imhoy Zakan Echayla, if the owner is a zakin or he's sick, Chayev, you're still going to be Chayev to do Prika. And the Mishnah continues that although the Psukim in Mishpatim and the Psukim in Pashkisese speaks about Tudinim, and it speaks about Prika and Teina, however, the Tanakh Talmud now states mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrek avolei l'tayin. The mitzvah min ha-Torah is only to do prika and not to do teina. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask on Tana Kama that certainly there is a mitzvah teina as it's mefurish in a pasuk. And the Mishnah continues. Rav Shimon aimer af l'tayin. Rav Shimon argues on Tana Kama and he says certainly there's a mitzvah teina. And the Gemara will explain this. And the Mishnah continues with a new din. Rav Yisya Glili states im hayolav yesal masai. If the owner originally overloaded this animal and therefore certainly this animal would have fallen beneath the weight of this package. Ein zokloi, then you don't have to help the owner. Shenema tachs masai masai shiachalam. But the only time there's a chiyav of prika is only when the animal falls under masa and under a package that is normal for it to carry. But since in this case you overloaded the animal, therefore the chiyav and the mitzvah prika does not apply. And the Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated matzah brefes in chayba, that if you found an animal in a barn, then not chayav to return it as it's not considered lost. And Amr Rav, and Rav explains refes shamru, that the barn that was speaking about in Mishnah and that there's a chiddush that you don't have to return it is talking about a case that it's enim isar, that this barn is stocked with enough food and for the animal, and therefore the animal will not be incited to run away from the barn. The enim mishtameres, however, the barn is not protected, and if the animal wants to run away, it could run away, and therefore there's a chiddush on the Mishnah that even though it's possible for the animal to run away, we still consider that the animal is not lost and the owner must have left it there, and therefore there was no chiyav hashava. And Rav explains, how do I notice as enim isar minitani enim chayva, that since the Mishnah stated that you're not chayev to return the animal and you don't consider this an aveda, it must be that this animal is not in danger of running away from the barn, and it must be that this barn is not guarded properly based on the fact that the Mishnah actually had to tell us that you're not chayev, as if it would be a barn that was completely guarded, then certainly you would not be chayev to return it, as it certainly is not considered aveda, as it's clear that the owner left it in a barn and it was guarded, and therefore it's not a mitzvah at all. And as the Gemara states, as if you will explain that our Mishnah is talking about a barn that was completely guarded, certainly there's no chiddush. As hashter mashkech la'avroi ma'ilo l'gavoi, certainly as we know, even if you found an animal outside of a person's property, then the din is you could just return it into his barn and into his chatzah, even when shloimi daitoi, that would be considered a proper hashava, and therefore mishkech la'gavoi mi'boi, then certainly if you found the animal that was already in a barn that was protected, then certainly there can't be a chiyav hashava el shma mina, in mishamer shma mina. Therefore, clearly there's a raya that our Mishnah is talking about a case where we had a barn that was not mishtameres, and therefore the animal could escape if it wanted to. And the reason why we don't consider this animal to be lost is since it had enough food in the barn, therefore that itself will hold the animal back and it won't leave, and therefore it's not considered an aveda. Of course, this works out very well according to Rav and Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph that taught us that based on the pasuk Teshivim we learned Ein Le'el Beisa L'Gnasav L'Chavasim Nayin Tamon Loim Teshivim Mikol Makayim, and we said this talking about a case where the area that you return it to was guarded, and the chiddush of Teshivim is that even though you returned it to that area and you didn't do it midas bailim, that's still considered a prop hashava regarding hashava sabeda ayin sham. Gemara continues when quotes from Mishnah matzah brefes ein chayiv, that you found an animal in a barn that you're not chayiv to return it. Rabbi Yitzchak explains v'hushay medes teich l'tchum, and this is referring to a barn that's within the tchum of the city, and therefore the bailim must have left it there and it's not lost. The Gemara is medayik that since the Mishnah then stated b'rishis rabim that you found an animal in b'rishis rabim chayiv ba and you chayiv to return the animal mechlal b'rishis rabim afilu b'teichat chum nami chayiv, that when the Mishnah states that you chayiv to return an animal that you find in b'rishis rabim, it is even teaching us that you chayiv to return an animal when you find in b'rishis rabim and it was within the tchum. And even in that case, we say that this animal must be lost. In addition, according to this version of Rabbi Yitzchak, then we also state that certainly if you find an animal in a barn that's outside of the tchum, then we say that the bailim must have lost it and therefore there would be a chiyav hashava even by a barn. And the Gemara continues, ikad masla sefer. Some learn this din of Rabbi Yitzchak on the sefer of the Mishnah that stated b'rishis rabim chayiba, that if someone finds an animal in b'rishis rabim, then you chayiv to return the animal. And on Rabbi Yitzchak stated b'hushay medes chutzal tchum, that the only time that we said that you have to return an animal that you find in b'rishis rabim is only if the animal was in b'rishis rabim that's outside of the tchum. And of course, if it would be found in b'rishis rabim that's within the tchum, then you won't be chayiv to return it, as we say that the owner left it there and it's not considered aveda. And the Gemara's medayik mechlal that according to this version of Rabbi Yitzchak, then the brefes afilu medes chutzal tchum nami in chayiba, that if there would be a barn, even if it would be outside the tchum, we would still say that the owner left it there and it's not an abeda, and you would not be chayiv to return it. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that discusses the din of a kohen gadol, and the Mishnah stated v'im hoisa beis hakvaros lo yitamela, and if the abeda is found in the beis hakvaros, and since the kohen is also to go into beis hakvaros, therefore he can't go and retrieve the abeda. Then the Mishnah stated im amalei aviv hitame oisha amalei al tachse lo yishamalei, if the kohen's father lost an abeda in the beis hakvaros and he tells his son, I want you to go and retrieve my abeda, and therefore, it is also the additional mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em that even so, you can't go and become Tameh. In addition, if the father says to him, I want you to service me, and therefore, I want you to be busy with the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, and I specifically don't want you to go and retrieve an Aveda, which is not in the base of Kars, then the Kohen cannot listen to his father. And the Gemara explains, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisim, Minayin Shem Amalei Av V'Hei Tameh, Oish Amalei Al Tachsish Lo Yish Amalei. What is the Mekar for this din of the Mishnah? Shinem, as the Pasuk says, in Pashas Kadeshim, Ish Imai Va'av Tiroh, Veshapsei Se Tishmaru, Ani Hashem Alekechem. Therefore, learn from this Pasuk that if someone has competing obligations and he has to fear his father, and it's also a Chiv of Shabbos, and the Pasuk tells us, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Kulchem Chayav Mechvedi, that you all Chayav in my Kavod, and therefore the Chiv of watching Shabbos takes precedence over your father telling you to go and be Mechal Shabbos. And as Rashi says, Ani Hashem, Afa Pi Shamatil Cha, Yerei Savicha, Ani Adon Lishtechem, and therefore, Vim Amal Cha, Avicha, Avoy Al Devarai, Lechal Shabbos, Al Tishamalai. The Gemara continues, Time to Kasra Achmana, Shabsesi Tishmeru, that it's only because we have this Pasuk that therefore we learn that you can't listen to your father, Halavachi, if not for this Pasuk, Havamino, Tzaitzilei, you would think that you would listen to your father, and as Rashi says, that you would have a Havamino, the Asi Asi, the Kibud, that the Asi of Kibud Aveim would come and be Deichad Leis Asi of Leisuchel Salim. Similarly, when a Kohen is going into a basic chorus, it would be Deichad Issa of becoming Tamil Lameis for a Kohen. The Gemara is, Vamai, Hai Asi, Vahai Leis Asi, Vahai that we wouldn't even have such a Havamino, as there's only an Asi of Kibud Aveim, and there's Leis Asi of Asi, Benegei Yashavis Aveido, there's a Lav of Leisuchel Salim, and there's an Asi of Hashav Teshivim. And similarly, as we mentioned, Benegei Tumah of a Kohen, there's an Issa Lav, and there's also an Asi of Kedoshim Yu. Therefore, why would we bring the Makar of Ishimai Vavatiro, Veshab Sesi Tishmur, Ani Hashem Lekechem? And the Gemara answers, Istrich, we do need a Slimud, Asakat Echamina, we would think, Chayel Vahukish Kibud Aveim, Lechvei Dishomokim, as since we know there's a Hekish between Kibud Aveim and Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema Khan, as it says in the Pasuk in Yisrael, by Yasser Sadibris, Kabbis Havicha Vesimecha, and Venema Lalon, and it says in Mishle, Kabbis Hashem Mehoincha, that you should be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that Hashem bestowed upon you, as Rashi explains in Mishle, Mikol Masha Chanancha, with all the grace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to you, Hilkach Lutzayas Leh, and one may have a Havmina, that you should listen to your father and your mother, as if Hashem is telling you that you should listen to your parents, even if it will go against any mitzvah Asay, and even if there's an Asay and Leis Asay against that, Kamash Mulan, the Leilu Shamalei, and therefore the Torah tells us specifically, Ani Hashem Alekechem, that Kulchem Chayavim Bechvaidi, Ayin Rashi Hukish Kvaidim, Bigzeir Shavah, Kabbis Habicha, and Kabbis Hashem Mahincha, and Lacher Tzarech Bia, that we have a Gzeir Shavah from Torah to Ksuvim, Ayin Tesis Dio Maskel, Kabbis Hashem Mahincha, Had Naka Krod, Divri Kabbalah, Vele Naka Krod, Ish Imoy Vavit Turao, Vixivas Hashem Alekechatira, which are both in the Torah, Mishum Nunich Leila, so you cry to Kovid, because the Gemara wants to bring a Pasuk that states by the Gay Kovid, but really it seems that Tesis is actually bothered with our question, and Tesis is explaining that in Chanami, the real limud of the Gemara is based on the pasuk in the Gay Yira, and over there there's an actual Gzeir Shava between two pasukim in the Torah. And Ayin Ritva in Mesachtes Yevamos on Daf Hayom Beis that he brings down to Rashi holds that the way that we learn that Kulchem Chayom Bichvedi is based on the words Ani Hashem Alekechem. However, Tesis is that Lachayr that the words Ani Hashem Alekechem we always dashin that Nemli Parah Lishalom Sachar Vesu Amay Leinokalei. And if so, why didn't the Gemara mention Ani Hashem Alekechem as the limud? And it seems that the limud is from Esesh Shpreisei Tishmaru and Pirshu, and therefore Tesis explains the Nafgala Melisha Tishmaru Lashon Zeres that we learn now from Lashon Tishmaru, which is Mashma Lashon Zeres Ayin Sham. Before we continue, let's remember that we have two pesukim in the Torah Benegeia Prika and Teina. We have a pasuk in Pashma Shpatim that states Kisira Chamos Enacharei V'Tachas Masoi V'Chadaltem Azov Loi Azov Tazev Imoi, and we have a pasuk in Pashma Kisesei that states Lisira Chamor Chicha Sheri Neiflum Badarach V'Salamtem Ham Hakim Takim Imoi. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from a Mishnah, and we saw in Machlekes in the Mishnah as the Tanakhama stated Mitzvah Natar Lifrek Avalei Litoin and Reb Shimon Omer Af Litoin. And the Gemara now asks on the Tanakhama, my Avalei Litoin, what does the Tanakhama mean that there is no Chiyuv to do Teina Ilema Avalei Litoin Klal? If you're going to tell me that he means to say that there is no Chiyuv and no Mitzvah of Teina at all, Maishna Prika Dechsev Ozir Tazev Imoi, that Lachir, just like Benegei Prika, Pasuk and Pashim Mishpatim states Ozir Tazev Imoi, Teina Nami Hoksev Hakim Tokim Imoi. We also have a Mefurish Pasuk in Pashas Kisesei that states Hakim Tokim Imoi, which refers to Teina. Ella, the Gemara explains that certainly the Tanakhama did not mean that there is no mitzvah of Teina, but mitzvah of Teira Lifrik Bechinam, although the Teira requires someone to be perk an animal and take off its packages for free, however, the Tanakhama holds, the Teira did not require someone to go and help a person load up his animal for free, and he could demand a salary and he could demand schar. Rab Shimon Omer, however, Rab Shimon argues in Tanakhama and he said, that even Teina, there is a chiv and responsibility to go and help your friend for free, and you can't demand a wage. Gemara continues, that the way that we just explained explain our Mishnah is exactly like the following Braisa, as the Braisa tells us, the Tanakama holds Prika Bechinam Te'ina Beschar, that although the mitzvah of Prika has to be done for free, but Te'ina is done with a wage, and Rav Shimon Aimez Zuvizim Bechinam, Rav Shimon states that both of them have to be done for free. And my Tamal Drabbanon, what the Pshat and Tanakama, the Isaac could ask Rav Shimon, if Rav Shimon is correct that Te'ina also has to be done for free, then Lichter Rachman Te'ina Veloy by Prika, then the Torah should tell us the din of Te'ina, and we don't have to tell us the din of Prika, but Noah Mina, and we will be able to learn the din of Prika from the din of Te'ina, as Umatina Lesbot Sabal Chayim Veleka Chasar and Kis Chayiv, that just like the Torah teaches us that there's a din of Te'ina, and even though there's no Tzabal Chayim, the animal is not in danger of dying because the packages are not on it, and therefore it's not going to be Chasar and Kis to the owner, that he's still Chayiv to do so for free. So Prika the Isbot Sabal Chayim Vechasar and Kis like Koshkein, then certainly in the case of Prika, with his Tzabal Chayim, and there's also Chasar and Kis, as the animal could die, so certainly there's a din, they have to go and help the person, and you have to take it off for free. Therefore, the Tanakhama says to Rav Shimon, El Lamai Hilchos Kasvar Achmana, and therefore, why is it the Torah tells you as the din of Prika and the din of Te'ina? It's coming to teach you that Prika Bechinam, Te'ina Beschar, that although you have to do Prika Bechinam because it's Sabal Chayim and it's Chasar and Kis, however, when the Torah teaches us that you have to do Te'ina, the Torah would allow the person to demand a proper wage. And as Rashi says, according to the Tanakhama, Hilchachi like Kasa Prika, if not for the fact that the Torah taught us Prika, the Asim Kavachim Metina, have Mina Dialog Menadin, Lias Kedidoin, Mati'ina Beschar, a Prika Beschar. And the Gemara continues, Rab Shimon Mai Taima, and what is the reason Rab Shimon argues in the Tanakhama, Mishum Dloy Misai Mikra, as Rab Shimon holds, that's not clear which Pasuk is talking about Prika and which Pasuk is Te'ina, and therefore, if the Pasuk would only tell us one of the Pesukim, we may think that Pasuk is only referring to Prika, and then we would not have a Chavachim for Te'ina, and we would think that the only time Yechayiv to go and help a person is only to do Prika. However, there would not be a Chayiv to do Te'ina at all, and that's why the Torah had to write both Pesukim, and therefore, there is no limud to teach us that Te'ina could be done Mishar, and both Prika and Te'ina have to be done for free. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon, Amai Loi Mesai Mikroi, the Rabbanon say back to Rab Shimon that certainly it's clear from the Pesukim as to which one is talking about Prika and which one is talking about Te'ina. As Hachak Siv, as Benigea of Prika, it says in Pasha Bishpatim, Roivitz Tachas Masoi, that it was crouching underneath the weight of its packages, and therefore we see that it's talking about Prika. Hassam Siv, and in Pasha Kisese, when it talks about Te'ina, it says, Elosha of Neuflim Badarach, the Ramu Inu, Vetunau, Be'ocha Mashma, and it's Mashma that both the animal and its packages are lying on the ground, and the Torah is teaching you that you mechuyev to help your friend pick up his packages and put it on its animal, and therefore you will see clearly that that pasuk is talking about Te'ina. Certainly the Torah could have written the pasuk by Prika and not Te'ina, and we would be able to learn from a Kal V'chayma, and therefore the Rabbanan say by the fact that we brought both psukim, it must be the Torah is teaching us Prika Bechinam and Te'ina Beschar. Gemara continues, Rab Shimon Neflim Baderach Inu V'tunai Olayu Mashma, that even though the pasuk in Pasuk Yisaytse states Neflim Baderach, we would not think that it's talking about Te'ina, and we may think it's talking about Prika, as we will be able to explain that when the pasuk says Neflim Baderach, means that a person's animal and its packages are lying on the road, and the packages are still on the animal, and the Torah is really talking about the chi of a Prika in that pasuk, and therefore, since we're not certain which pasuk is talking about Prika, which one is talking about Te'ina, that is why the Torah had to write both psukim, both the pasuk in Mishpatim and the pasuk in Kisetze, and ultimately both Prika and Te'ina have to be done bechinam. Before we continue, let's point out that Ritvar explains when the Gemara stated Mitzvah Torah Lifrik Bechinam Perish Kishu Batam Lachtai, that it's only talking about a person that doesn't have any work, and therefore he can't demand payment. But certainly if he does have work to do, and for example he could earn a seller during this period of time, then the din would not be different than the din b'degei metzia, and if he doesn't go and tell Bezin, then he would at least get the schar batala and the amount that he would get for doing the work that he's doing at this point. However, if he tells a Bezin that the only way I'm going to go and help my friend is only if I get paid my full wages, then he'd be able to even collect his full wages. However, other Rishonim argue on this Ritva. Also, even though the Gemara stated that Te'ina is less but Tzar Bala Chayim, the Ritva explains, Pirish Ein Shom Tzar Gadol K'moy V'Prika, that's not as great of a Tzar as in the case of Prika, Avok Tzar Tzar Ika K'd Yisrael, but there certainly is some Tzar by the fact that one person is going and loading a package on the animal, and it's definitely easier for the animal when two people load the animal up together. And prior to continuing with the Gemara, let's just speak out the point that Rava will make, and Rava will explain that based on a previous Gemara, we see that if not for the fact that Rav Shimon didn't know which pasuk goes for Prika and which goes for Te'ina, then Rav Shimon would agree with the Tanakhama. If the Torah would only tell us the din of Te'ina, then we would know Prika based on the Kal V'chayma. And the Gemara told us the Kal V'chayma was Umat Te'ina d'lespa tzar bal chayim v'lecha chesaron kis chayiv. So Prika d'ispa tzar bal chayim v'chesaron kis le'koshkein. And Rava will therefore point out that by the fact that we use the din of tzar bal chayim as a part of the Kal V'chayma, so it shows that the din of tzar bal chayim is an issa d'raisa and not only an issa d'rabbanon. And as our Gemara continues, Rava, the Rava tells us, and we continue on daf lam and beis and beis midivri shneim nimloid. Both from the din of Tanakama and from Shimon, we're able to learn that tzabal chayim is deraisa. And as Rava continues and explains, v'afilu Rav Shimon loy kama el mishum loy misay mikroi, that the only reason why Rav Shimon argued in Tanakama is only because he was uncertain as to which pasuk is discussing prika and which pasuk would be talking about teina al misay mikroi dashin and kavu chayma. However, clearly, if Rav Shimon would know which pasuk belongs to teina and which pasuk is referring to prika, then Rav Shimon would also agree to Tanakama's kavu chayma and would say that Torah only had to write teina and would be able to learn the din of prika mikavu chayma. And as we explain, mishum mai, and what is the reason that the din of prika would be more chomer than din teina? La'ab mishum tzabal chayim dashinon must be based on the fact that by prika there's a problem of tzabal chayim and tzabal chayim is deraisa. Therefore, even if the Torah would only mention teina, we'd be able to know the din of prika. As certainly, if you chayiv to help someone to do teina, then certainly by prika, where there's also tzabal chayim involved, then certainly you chayiv to help someone unload his packages from his animal. And the Gemara answers, although it's true that in the lashon of Tanakama he mentions tzabal chayim, but it's almost like the Tanakama is saying that you should know that midrabbanan is the din of tzabal chayim. But the main point of the Tanakama is that we're using kavu chayma based on the fact that by teina there's no chesar and kiss, and by prika there is chesar and kiss. As the Gemara says, dilma, that maybe the reason for the kavu chayma of the rabbanan from teina to prika is mishum deikah chesar and kiss, as by prika there is chesar and kiss. The hachi kama, this is what rabbanan meant to say in the kavu chayma umatein less by chesar and kiss chayev prika is by chesar and kiss like kolshkein. And the Gemara continues that really Rava does have a raya, and he has a raya that tzabal chayma is duraisa, as you can't tell me that the kavu chayma is based on chesar and kiss, as v'teina ain by chesar and kiss. How can you tell me that there never is a case where you can have a loss of money by teina, as milo yaskinan, as the pasuk tells us the chiyuv of teina and doesn't tell us exactly where the chiyuv is, and the mitzvah of teina must also apply the hadachi v'hachi batal meshukei even in a case where the person is trying to get his animal to be loaded, and in the meantime, if he won't load it quickly, he'll miss the time for the marketplace, and he'll certainly have a loss of money. Inami asuganvi v'shakli kol madeka badei, or if he leaves it on the ground and no one comes to help him, then possibly robbers will come and steal all of his items that are lying on the ground. And therefore, when the Torah mentions the mitzvah of teina, it's even in a case where there is chesar and kiss. And l'chori, if the kavu chayma would only be based on chesar and kiss, there would actually not be a kavu chayma, and it must be the kavu chayma is based on tzabal chayim. Really, Rav is correct that from this kavu chayma we see that both the Tanakam and Rav Shimon agree that tzabal chayim is deraisa. And the Gemara continues, teida the tzabal chayim deraisa, and I'll bring a raya that tzabal chayim is deraisa the tani sefer, because on Mishnah the sefer states Rav Yosi Agli lo ima mohayol of yasal masoi ein zok gloishenem etachs masoi. Rav Yosi Aglili teaches us that if the owner loaded up the animal with so much merchandise that is not normal for this animal to carry, and certainly it would fall down, then the person is not chayiv to help the person, and there is no chiyuv of prika, as the pasuk states, "Tachas masoi, masoi shiyachol amibai." The Gemara is medayik by the fact that the Mishnah brought this b'shem Rav Yosi Aglili, that it must be that Tanakam Rav Shimon argued Rav Yosi Aglili and mechlal Tanakam Sava, and therefore it's muchach that the Tanakam holds zakagloi that you would still have to help the person and you still have to do prika. My time, man. What is the reason that you have to do prika in this case? If Lemaisa, the owner, brought this on himself, and L'chayitza Aveda Midas, La Mishun, Tzabal Chaim Deraisa, it must be because there's an Issa of Tzabal Chaim, which is Deraisa. Therefore, clearly we see that Tanakam Rav Shimon hold that Tzabal Chaim is Deraisa. The Gemara responds that from this point of the Mishnah, it's not a Raya, as Dilma B'tachs Masai Pligi, that maybe everyone agrees that Tzabal Chaim is Derabbanon, and there's only a question as to how to dash in the word Tachs Masai, as Rabbi Yisi Sava Dashin and Tachs Masai, Masai Shiyoch Lamabai, as Rabbi Yisi does dash in the word Tachs Masai, the teacher says it's only a package that he was used to carrying as normal for this animal to carry, and otherwise you do not have a chi of a prika. Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan Hol Loi Dashin and Tachs Masai, they don't learn the drusha of Tachs Masai. Even if the owner overloaded this animal, there is still a chi of a prika, and it's not based on Tzabal Chaim, but it's based on standard mitzvah of prika. The Gemara now continues, and Rashi seems to be goyis viteida, and I'll bring a riot at Tzabal Chaim lav deraisa, and the Tani Reisha, as the Reisha of our Mishnah stated, halach v'yashav loy va'amaloy hayol v'lecha mitzvah lifreik pareik pata shenema imoy. If the owner of the animal says that although I'm an able-bodied person and I could really help you, but since you have a mitzvah prika, so you have to do the prika and I don't have to do anything, that you will be potter from doing prika, as the pasuk states, ozev taziv imoy, and has to be together with the owner, v'isach kedait l'tzabal chayim deraisa. And if you're going to tell me that tzabal chayim is the din deraisa, so if so, mali isi l'mori badei, mali kiles l'mori badei, why would there be a difference if the owner is there or if the owner is not there? L'maisa is the din that tzabal chayim is deraisa. Therefore, a person has a chiev to go and help the animal based on the fact that it's tzabal chayim. Therefore, it must be that the din of tzabal chayim is only the rabbanon, and the only time that the rabbanon obligated someone to make sure that there's no tzabal chayim is only regarding his own animals. But since this animal does not belong to him, then the chiyuv of tzabal chayim does not apply to him, and therefore he's going to be potter. The Gemara responds, "Lo'ilum tzar b'lachayim d'raisa, that you can't bring a raya from the ratio that tzar b'lachayim is the rabbanon, as potentially I could tell you that tzar b'lachayim is really the raisa, as mi savor potter potter l'gamri, as who said when the Mishnah stated that you would be potter, you could be potter l'gamri, v'dilma potter b'chinam v'chayim b'schar, maybe it means that you could be potter to do so for free, and you're not chayim based on a din of prika, and instead you'll be obligated to go and help the animal based on a din of tzar b'lachayim, but ultimately you could take wages from the owner." The way to understand the pasuk and the way to understand our Mishnah is v'hachi kam rachmana, and this is what the Torah is teaching us, ki islam or abadei ovid gabei b'chinam, when the owner is helping you, then there's a chiyuv of prika and you have to do so for free, v'chile islam or abadei, but if the owner is not helping you, ovid gabei b'schar, then although you don't have a regular chiyuv of prika, but there is a chiyuv based on tzar b'lachayim, and therefore, although you have to help the animal, but you could take wages, ulo'ilum tzar b'lachayim d'raisa, and really I could tell you that tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa. The Gemara continues, simon behemus behemus, oyev soini ravtson, and the Gemara will bring five other rayas to this shayla if tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa or d'rabbanon. The Gemara states, leim m'se'ele, let us bring a raya to Rav Shita that tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa, as the Braisa states, behemus evichavim metabba kebehemus Yisrael, that you have a chiyuv to help a behemah of a goy, just like you have a chiyuv to help a behemah of Yisrael. So if we hold that tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa, so we can understand why you have a chiyuv to help a behemah of a goy, just like you have a chiyuv to help a behemah of Yisrael, as l'maisa is tzar b'lachayim. However, liyamr tzar b'lachayim lav d'raisa, if you're going to tell me that the chiyuv of tzar b'lachayim is not a din d'raisa and it's only d'rabbanon, amay metavva kebehemah Yisrael, l'chayu, why would you have a chiyuv to go and help the behemah of a goy? L'chayu, you shouldn't have to help him based on the din of priko te'ina, because the pasuk says chamar chicha, and we learn out achicha v'loy akum, and there is also no chiyuv of tzar b'lachayim, as even though tzar b'lachayim is still asum d'rabbanon, as we explained, that would only be a din on your own animal and not to other animals. And the Gemara answers hasum shum eva, that in a chinami, that really we could say that tzar b'lachayim is d'rabbanon, and the only reason why we say that you have to help out a goy's animal is because if a goy sees that you're helping out Jews and you're not helping out a goy, that will create animosity and will be bad for Jews, and therefore you have to help out a goy, but it's not a din d'raisa. Gemara continues hachi nami mistavra, and this makes a lot of sense. The tani sefer, because in this b'raisa b'negeya behemis avikavim, the b'raisa continues and states im haisa tu'una yayin also ein zakla, that if the animal is carrying yayin esach, then you would not be responsible to help the animal and to do prika. And the Gemara explains it's raya as iyam b'shleim lav d'raisa. If you're going to tell me that tzar b'lachayim is not d'raisa, mishum hachi ein zakla. Therefore, since it's only because of eva, so you don't have to help the goy's animal, as the Jew will be able to explain to the goy that the reason why I'm not helping you is because I have an issa to do something with yayin esach, and there's issa hanah on yayin esach. However, liyamr d'raisa, if you're going to say that tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa, amay ein zakla, why would we say that you don't have to help out a goy, even though there's yayin esach on the animal, but the maisa is still the issa of tzar b'lachayim, and you should still have to help out the animal. And at this point of the Gemara is actually trying to show that there's actually a raya against Rava, and we have a raya that tzar b'lachayim is lav d'raisa from the sefer this braisa. And the Gemara answers that really Rav is correct that tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa. Since tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa, that's why the Rashi states behemis evichavim metapah b'kabehemis yisrael, both b'negei prika and b'negei tina, and it's not based on eva. In a chenami, according to Rava, when the sefer states im haistatut niyayin asa in zakla, the braisa is not telling you that you don't have a chiyuv of prika, as certainly you still have a chiyuv of prika even by yayin esach, because there's still an issa of tzar b'lachayim d'raisa. However, the sefer the braisa is actually only talking about tina and not prika, and as the Gemara says hachi kama, that the sefer the braisa means to say latina yayin asa in zakla, that since b'negei tina there is no problem with tzar b'lachayim. Therefore, if the package that you're trying to load on this animal is yayin esach, then of course you would not be obligated to help the goy. And the Gemara continues tashma, and this is the second of the simon, and it's also a lashon behemas. And as we will see, that just like when the pasuk says v'salamtam, and we learn out upon shatam salim, therefore b'negei tina where the pasuk says v'chadalta me'azoyv loy oziv taziv imoy, we also learn pom shatam chadalta, there are times that you don't have to help your friend with tina. And the Braisa teaches behemas evichavu masi yisol, if there was an animal that belonged to a goy and the packages belong to Yisrael, v'chadalta, then you don't have to help the goy. And once again, the Gemara brings a raya against Rava, v'yamr tzar b'lachayim d'raisa, as if you're going to tell me that tzar b'lachayim is a din d'raisa, amay v'chadalta, how could it be that you have a right to not help the animal if l'maisa, the animal is in pain, there is tzar b'lachayim, and therefore ozu tazim b'yli, you should certainly have to help the animal. And the Gemara answers, l'idm tzar b'lachayim d'raisa, really we could say that Rava is correct, that tzar b'lachayim is d'raisa, and hasam etina, and over there we're specifically talking about the din of tina, and since there is no tzar b'lachayim by tina, therefore you don't have a chiyuv to help this animal since the animal belongs to a goy. The Gemara continues and asks, "Hachi im sefer? If that's true, then let's see the sefer that brisa behemis yisrael masu evichavim ozitazav, that if you have a behemoth that belongs to a Jew and the package that belongs to a goy, then you have to help out the Jew." The Gemara asks, "Ibetina Tina, if you're telling me that the Braisa is specifically talking about Tina, my Azev Tazev, why would you have to help if Lemaisa, the packages belong to a guy? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Tzaradi Yisrael, as Lemaisa, this animal belongs to a Yid, and the Yid is standing there waiting for this animal to be loaded, and therefore the Yid is having Tzar, and that's why, although the packages belong to a guy, there's still a Chiyav of Tina. And the Gemara continues, Ihachi, if you're telling me that you have to take into account it's Tzaradi Yisrael, Afilu Reishinami, even the Reisha, even though the Behim belongs to a guy, but it's a package of Yisrael, and Yisrael is waiting for his packages to get onto this animal, and therefore he's having Tzar, and L'chiru, the Chiyav of Tina should still apply. And the Gemara answers, Reisha Bechama Evichavim, Sefer Bechama Yisrael, that the Reisha is talking about a donkey driver that's a guy, and the donkey driver is the only one there, and the Yid is not there, and therefore there is no Tzar to the Yid, and that's why there's a din of a Chedalta. However, the Sefer is talking about a case where the donkey driver is a Jew, and the Jew is waiting there for the package to be loaded. Since the Jew is having Tzar, therefore the din of Tina does apply, and therefore the din of Azir Tazir applies. Gemara asks, my Pesach, that how do you know that the Reish is talking about a Chama Yivichavim and the Seif is talking about a Chama Yisrael, as maybe it could be talking about the opposite scenario as well, and therefore our original question is still in play, and the Gemara answers, Stamad Milsa Inish Basa Chama Yazal, that the standard is that the person that drives a donkey is always going to be the person that owns the donkey, therefore when the Braisa speaks about a Behemoth Yivichavim, it must be that the donkey driver was a Goy as well, since the Yisrael is not there, as it's only his packages that this guy is transporting, therefore there's no tzar to Yisrael, and there's a din of a chedalta, and you don't have to help him out, and there's no mitzvah of Tina. However, in the Sefer, where it's talking about a behemoth of Yisrael, therefore it must be that the donkey driver is Yisrael, and therefore there is tzar to Yisrael, and therefore the din of Azir Tazev applies. Gemara continues and asks that your teretz is only good if you're going to say that this price is talking about Tina, but a maisa of a chedalta of Azir Tazev priku d'chsivi, that the words v'chedalta and Azir Tazev are specifically talking about a case of prika, as the pasuk says in Pash Mishpatim, Kisir Chamosin Nacharei V'Tachas Masayi V'Chadalta Ma'azuv Loi Azayiv Tazavim Loi. Therefore, clearly this brisa is talking about prika by the fact that the ratio of the brisa states Behemis Sayi V'Chavu Masi Yisrael V'Chadalta, and you don't have to do prika. L'chur, we have a raya against Rava, and we see that Tzab Al Chayim is Lav Deraisa, and the Gemara answers Amalei Ina Chenami, that from this brisa we do see that Tzab Al Chayim is Lav Deraisa, but Hamani Rabbi Yisrael Livihi the Amat Tzab Al Chayim Lav Deraisa Ina Chenami. This brisa is going according to Shita Rabbi Yisrael Livihi that we proved beforehand based on our Mishnah that he holds that Tzab Al Chayim is not the Raisa, but in the Chanami we don't paskin like this Raisa, and we would paskin Tzab Al Chayim is the Raisa. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring you another Raya against Rava, and we'll bring a Raya that Tzab Al Chayim is not the Raisa, as the Raisa states, Oyev Lifreik B'Soyni L'Doin, if someone has a choice between helping his friend to be Perik his animal, and he loves that person and he's his friend, or he sees his enemy that needs help to go and load his animal, Mitzvah B'Soyni K'dei Lachav Hisisrei, then the Mitzvah is to help your enemy to load his animal in order to break your Yetzirah and to make sure that you work on your midos. And the Gemara asks, "V'isak daitach tzab al chaim deraisa?" And if you're going to tell me that din of tzab al chaim is deraisa, hot odavlei lechira, then the din of prika should be more important than tina. And even though one is yisaynei, but the ma'isa this animal is currently under stress and it's tzab al chaim, and therefore you should have to do prika for your oyev and for the animal. And the Gemara answers that even though Rava holds that tzab al chaim is deraisa, even so the Braisa is teaching us a chiddush that afilu hachik de'lachav es history odav, that even though the animal is under stress, but it's still better for you to go and break your midos, even in a case where the animal is under stress and there is a problem with Tzab Al Chaim, the Torah still tells us to work on our midos, and therefore a te'ina of your enemy's animal comes before prika of your friend's animal. And the Gemara continues with its fourth raya against Rava, and that raya that Tzab Al Chaim is not the raya. As Tashma, we learned to the raya, Soyni Sha'amru, Soyni Yisrael, V'lei Soyni Yavikovim. Right now, the Gemara thinks that we're talking about the Soyni that it says in the Torah, B'negeya prika, and the Pasuk says, Kisir Chamar Soynacha, Ravit Tachas Masoyv, Chedatum Azoyv Loi, Ozov Tazav Imoi. Therefore, the Braisa is teaching us that the Soyni that the Torah tells us is talking about a Soyni that's a Jew and not talking about a Soyni that's a Goy. And the Gemara is, Iyamr Tzab Al Chaim Deraisa, if you're going to tell me that the Din of Tzab Al Chaim is the Din of Deraisa, and if so, Mali Soyni Yisrael, Mali Soyni Yav Chavim, what is the difference if this animal is owned by a Jew or by a Goy? The same Din should apply and should be Chayv and Prika based on Tzab Al Chaim. And the Gemara answers, Mitzavid Asoyni the Korkoi, that who said that this Braisa is talking about the Soyni that says in the Pasuk, as surely there's no difference between a Soyni Yisrael and a Soyni Evchavim, and all cases of Chayiv to prepare an animal. Rav is correct that Tzab Al Chaim is the Neraisa. However, a Soyni de Mastisakai, this Braisa is defining for us the Soyni that the prior Braisa told us, and it taught us Oyev Lifrik with Soyni Litoin. So the Braisa is telling us that the only time we said that the Soyni Litoin comes first is only by a Soyni Yisrael, as over there it is an idea of Kedei Lach of his history. However, if you hate a guy, then that would not cause him to have precedence over an Oyev Yisrael to be Pyrrhic, and certainly you should do prika to the behemoth of a Jew that you love, prior to doing tina of a behemoth of a goy that you hate, and we will stop over here.